Well, youth crime, as I'm sure you know, is certainly a very hot topic all across the territory. And whilst official statistics report a decrease in the number of crimes being committed, the actual lived experience and the perception in the community is that not enough is being done to curb bad behaviour, and there's actually been a spike in youth crime. So what is being done about it? And what does youth diversion actually look like? Something we talk a whole heap about, but maybe don't hear the results of. Shields for Living Tools for Life is a rehabilitation program which is based here in Alice Springs in Central Australia for at-risk youth who've come in contact with the youth justice system. Youth diversion programs aim to reduce the likelihood of offending or indeed re-offending. So how are they going? How is the success rate? And what can be learned from how it's all been going? Raina Klander and Ken Lechleitner are both involved in the program, the Shields for Living Tools for Life program, and are both here in the studio. Ken, nice to see you again. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. Yeah, fantastic.
And Raina, thank you very much for coming in. Nice to see you too.
Yeah, lovely to be here, Ron. Cheers.
Ken, let's go firstly to you. This has been running for about 6 months
about
or so.
About 6 months, yes.
Where'd the idea come from?
Well, the idea comes from, realistically, it's a civics. We've got to teach civics. So there's a lot of sort of emphasis on, oh, we need this done, this, and, you know, lock them up, this. Hang on a minute. How about teaching the people in regards to what are the civics? Teach the people what are the civics and what are the requirements. Then we'll actually find that we can have sound citizens. Mm-hmm. But we've got to invest in the people.
Okay. So when you say civics, what are you actually talking about?
Civics is like, you know, well, what's my place? What's my space? And, you know, like, how do I respect someone else's? But we've got to be taught that. It's not as if by osmosis that we absorb all this knowledge and understanding of how to live in the two worlds. We've got to be taught how to live in the two worlds.
So with this program, you're aiming to teach some of those skills?
Yeah, it's looking at actually fastening the traditional tools. And in that process, a person is sort of spending time and effort on it and saying, no, you know what? These are the things, you know, like, things aren't easy. But the time you spend on shaping this sort of tools, it's like it's going to be reflective of you. So it's a therapy with using tools, making traditional tools.
And so it's taking young people who are at risk of offending or re-offending, and you're going out bush, are you? Is it camp structure?
Going out bush, and it's a camp structure where there's a lot of campfire talking as well. And it's about sort of putting it into real perspective. Let's not rush. Let's think about this. What are we doing? Like, have a sort of kind of attention to the detail in regards to, look, life is like this, that we don't need to rush it. Slow it down and think about, look, what's it going to look like in the future? It's like planning. Well, what do I want to do in the future? Mm. What do I want to sort of kind of achieve in the future? And it starts by actually getting a piece of timber and shaping that into a a boomerang that could fly.
Yeah, okay, right.
You know, it's like,
it's a good image, isn't it? So, Raina, tell me about your involvement and what's been happening. You've done a couple of camps already, is that right?
Yeah, so I'm the coordinator and evaluator of the program, and we've done 6 camps onto our 7th now. And, as Kenny is saying, we go bush and we go for 5 days at a time with a set group. We form a cohort of young offenders either based in town or in the community we look at going, get them in their language group, and then go out through a community with lots of consultation and connection with elders and family members from community. And then we go for 5 days, have a break, and go for 5 days again. And a big emphasis on what we're doing out there is this traditional tool making. But as Kenny was saying, these kind of lessons that we're hoping or teachings or guidance we're hoping to imbue, along with, you know, not just civic living and life plans and so on, difficult conversations around offending are really well had and executed out on country in a calm, safe environment, out bush, you know, without all the triggers of town.
So when you're actually out there, what's day-to-day life like and what are you doing with these young people?
So, yeah, we've got Monday through to Friday, and the big emphasis on going out, on making the traditional tools, but of course requires like a lot of with the guidance from people from the community, going and finding mulga forests or the niti tree or whatever tree we're wanting to use to craft the tool. So that's a big part of the day. Wake up, go find the tree, and there's something really therapeutic in doing that, walking through a forest with everyone. You're studying each branch, you're feeling it, you're finding your peace, and then you're back to camp, you're crafting it, and that might take you might get a tool done every couple of days, and then you really see the benefit. Like, I think it's important that it's cultural and that it's practicing you know, something indigenous culture, but it's also therapeutic, the act of doing something. You know? Yeah.
And it's like that item's not going to shape itself. So it's going to be the actual participant listening and learning and seeing how it's being done, then actually applying it. And then applying it, so then realizing, oh, this is how we actually shape it. Oh, this is what this is how we make it. Mm. And understand that time and effort that's actually put into it.
Yeah. Well, tell me, Ken, the difference that you've seen in young people, because I imagine they don't all want to go. I mean, are you sort of, do you have to, you know, encourage some kids to get out of their routine and get out of where they are to actually make it along?
Well, it gives them like an opportunity to sort of kind of reinvent themselves, really, in regards to, look, this is how it was done in the past. And it's like, wow, okay. So otherwise, in a lot of cases, a lot of our young people don't have that opportunity nowadays, like, because we were straddling between the traditional and the modern world, and sometimes modern world sort of kind of really overtakes. Mm. So therefore, some of this basic sort of kind of sitting down and talking opportunity is missed. Mm. Okay. So therefore, you can't learn anything.
Yeah, but can I add to that? Yeah. That's what I've found to be one of the most refreshing things about being involved in this program is that the vast majority of young people we approach to come on the program, because our referral pathway is open, which means they can be referred through any program. So it can be court ordered, and they, you know, if they agree to that being part of their plan, then they must go. It's a diversion. But most of our participants are there voluntarily. Mm. And you say, hey, do you want to go to a place you're connected to with your family, with, you know, young offenders who you know?
So they're actually,
and we're going to go
keen.
Camping, we're going to go hunting, we're going to go tool making. They're keen.
Yeah, you know? Righto. Okay.
It's not forced upon them at all. And it's framed as therapeutic and rehabilitative, and something, you know, we want to see if you're right. We want to make a good experience. We want to surround you with our family. We understand something's wrong. You're not being punished.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen?
And so that's where, like, my sort of role is as a board member for the CASI, which is creating a safe and supportive environment. So it has a psychoanalysis sort of kind of content to it as well, with Pam sort of being based in Melbourne, but We work really closely in regards to doing it from that perspective, but then also mixing in the traditional aspects as well.
What has been the success? What has been, I guess, some of the disappointments you've had? I'm sure that it must be the case that everybody who's been through the program hasn't come out and not offended again, or not, you know, re-offended or whatever it might be. So do you feel like you are making a positive change, that people actually are sort of steering in a different direction as a result of the camps?
We certainly sort of feel the positive change and actually see the positive change, but unfortunately we're releasing them back to the same environment. So the same environment is not conducive to any other further advancement, unfortunately. Mm. We've got to change the environment if we want to continue changing the actual the attitude or the civic nature of participating in
society.
Which
is a much broader issue, isn't it? And a much harder thing to do.
Yeah, I guess our program's short and intensive, but we do want to develop more follow-through and outreach thereafter, and hopefully leave, as we went through Wallowra and feel like we've left and had reports back that toolmaking's continuing out there. You know, the knowledge is held, but just that little bit of a spark and, you know, re-interest in it. And so that's some kind of enduring legacy that can continue, but we need to work in cooperation with other organizations to be holistic. You know, this alone
and it reconnects this master and apprentice sort of kind of teaching of any kind of civics in any kind of culture, really. So that provides that opportunity.
Do you think that something like this, I mean, there's been so much talk over the years, hasn't there, about different youth diversion, different youth camps, bush camps, all that sort of stuff. Mm. But the model that you're doing at the moment, with the amount of people that have been through and the successes that you have had, do you think this does need to be rolled out? Does this need to be more accessible to other teenagers across the territory?
I think absolutely, but also just our kind of model. You know, if it's not our exact approach, that's fine. But this emphasis on local decision making and empowering the community to help their young people. We go out as facilitators, and our our colleague Robert Hoosen is almost a household name out here. He seems to know everybody, but yes. he's a cultural leader and elder and widely respected man, and he knows how to make these tools and so on. So there's us going out is important as well, especially his presence, but also going out and saying, hey, which of the elders want to come out? Which of the family members want to come out? You know, really a lot of the substance comes from their presence, and we guide the process. And the psychoanalytic aspect of the program is our director is a clinical and forensic psychologist, and she comes out and has discussions when you're calm and you're really receptive to these difficult discussions around offending. So there's what we bring, but you need to see more programs empowering the community to be involved, which is what we're
and a lot of the traditional tools, you know, you've got to actually wind back in order to launch it forward. So it's a lot of things that you've got to step back in order to be able to go forward.
Yeah, we've had a particularly rough summer, it feels like, here in Central Australia especially, and I know there are these issues up in the top end as well, when it comes to young people offending, and just so much seemingly careless disregard for other people's properties, for cars, for houses, all that sort of gear. You can see why people become so disheartened and angry as well, super angry that their property and their cars are not being respected and things are getting stolen. What role do you think camps like the one that you're talking about play in dealing with some of those bigger things happening in town?
Well, it opens up this conversation to actually look at these things and from a civics point of view. Is that, look, everything in life has rules, and then it's understanding those rules, but then we've got to teach those rules too. So we use also the football analogy in regards to, look, we all like to play football, we know all the rules of it, and it becomes a good game. But if there's no rules to it, it becomes a dangerous game. So, but when you extend that out to society, society has rules as well. So it's about really teach, you know, like we've got to take time out to teach today's citizens if you want sound sort of citizens in the future.
Sure.
We've got to invest in ourselves.
And so, it's such a good question. And I see the broader public's feelings of anger and frustration is absolutely legitimate. You have every right to feel that way when your home's being violated, you're getting broken into. I get broken into all the time. I live down the road in the gap. It's real. But you've got to work upstream from the problem. So we can't respond by what do we get to do? What do we feel like we have the right to do by way of punishment? We really got to think about what is going to help reduce that offending, and we come from the premise of that if you are offending, you've come from there's some kind of psychological distress. It's not as a youth, it is an abnormal thing to be doing, and that connection to culture, connection to country, being surrounded by family, these therapeutic models is going to increase psychological well-being, which is a protective factor against recidivism. So we hope to directly reduce, you know, exactly that.
Speaking with Raina Klander and Ken Lechmeitner here, who are involved in the Shields for Living Tools for Life program. They've run a couple of camps already, taking young people out who have either offended or are at risk of offending or re-offending, and trying to change their track, I guess. Ken, when's the next camp?
In a couple of weeks,
but maybe next week now.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. One of these things, because we're super responsive and we're going to wherever there is demand. You know, we don't have one campsite, and we're trying to go on country with groups of that language group. So logistics are tricky, but we're making them happen. And I think there's one coming up next week,
and that'll be a group of how many roughly? Do you know?
Six young people, several, 3 to 4 family members, older family members, maybe a couple of elders, and then ourselves.
All right. And Ken, if people do, if they're listening and they know somebody who might be at risk or they want to recommend it to somebody, how can they get involved?
Oh, look, give Raina a call, because Raina's the coordinator here. I'm just like a committee member for Cassie. So, we certainly encourage people to give us a call, and we go from there. A lot of the work has to be done from the family and the young offender to actually make this change, because after all, it's their journey, but we're here to guide their journey with the tools that we can sort of create along the way.
And I'm sure family also plays such a big role in what we're talking about before, is the follow-up afterwards. So once they've been through this amazing experience on this camp, it's actually about once you're back with your family, back with all those other influences and the people around you who might be leading you off the track.
And how to stay strong from it, yes.
Yeah, it's a difficult thing.
Yes.
Well, good luck with it.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll see how it all goes, and we'll keep an eye on this one as it continues over the next little while. Do you know, do you have sort of ongoing funding? Is this considerably
through
the next couple of years?
November it stands. Mm-hmm. And I guess we've got to prove ourselves before then, and hopefully we can keep this thing going.
Okay, well, good luck with it. Ken Lechner, nice to see you again. And Rainer Klander, thanks very much for coming in, and all the best with it.
Cheers, Ron.
Thank you.
Okay, that's Rainer and Ken, who are involved in that program, Shields for Living, Tools for Life, the youth diversion camps.
Help shape the future of the ABC.